Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Great conversations, my family. We knew it was going to be like this, and thank you so much to everybody that is stopping by at the stand here with Radio Pulpit. We appreciate what you're doing. I'd like to say hi to Ndade Mako at some point, just so I know that my boss here on site is happy. He's really been frowning the whole day, you know. He's been frowning the whole day. And my family, 53 minutes after 4, and on the other side of 3 o'clock, Warm Johan is going to be standing by to keep you company. And Tina will be signing off right after our conversation. You see, the best conversations always happen when we have to say goodbye. Mpumalanga is in the house. It looks like Mpumalanga is in the house, and we've got Ndade Mapeto. I don't want to mispronounce your name. Ndade Mapeto is Deputy Director for Trade Development, and he's coming through this afternoon from the Department of Economic Development and Tourism, all the way in Mpumalanga. Ndade Mapeto, good afternoon, and thank you so much for standing by.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you and your audience.
Talk to us about the atmosphere here. Why is Mpumalanga here?
Look, this is by far the best exhibition for manufacturers,
sure,
big and small.
Mm.
But we are happy to say that the MEC, Ms. Shope, has sponsored 6 SMMEs to come and exhibit here from 2 of our incubation programs.
Sure.
That she is consistently supporting FENTECH, Financial Technology Center. We are exhibiting the graduates here, and then others from the steel fabrication sector from one of our incubation program, Mpumalanga Stainless Steel Initiatives.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's the strategy? What's the goal? What does Mpumalanga want out of this incubation? It may seem obvious, but Mpumalanga has its own growth strategy. It has its own growth focus. What is the strategy and focus, Dada?
Look, the MEC and the head of department, they want to bridge a gap.
Right.
The strategy is to bridge a gap between the skills shortage, skills that are needed by the economy, specifically the economy of Mpumalanga.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Highveld, it's industrial.
Mm.
Steel, stainless steel is there. Wheat bank.
Mining.
Mm-hmm. You look at the Lowveld, there's forestry.
Fruit.
So, you know...
Sorry, I love Mpumalanga.
Yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
You know, we could have went further, but we sort of tried to be focused just for this year only.
Right.
We brought guys from the furniture manufacturing industry and the steel fabrication, you know. And also, the MEC takes HQ from the National Development Plan, you know, the Vision 2030, to ensure that young people... specifically women. We have women. I think 3 of the companies that we brought here, in fact 4, my mistake, are women-owned businesses.
That's fantastic. I mean, the evolution in that space is amazing to see, you know, especially from traditional parts of the country like here in Mpumalanga. I mean, we can't... No, I know you're going to laugh because we can't hide from the fact that, I mean, those are traditional parts of our country, and the evolution has been absolutely amazing.
Yes.
So I guess kudos then to the work that you're doing there.
Yes.
Let's close it off, sir, by just, you know... Let's talk about Mpumalanga. Let's talk about those companies that are right here that could really benefit from the kind of industries that are coming up and developing in Mpumalanga.
Look, as is, Mpumalanga is ready for business. It's ready for investment.
Fantastic.
Through my director, Zanele Makam, and the chief director, Mr. Mnisi, we have piloted the Nkomazi SEZ, which will focus on logistics and agro-processing. And then we have also commissioned the Mpumalanga International Fresh Produce Market. You know, so businesses in these 2 sectors, they should be more than happy, and they are welcome to come and make a connection mm-hmm. with Mpumalanga in mm-hmm. this regard. Yes.
And I mean, please don't forget to say that the road to Mpumalanga is a wonder, you know, so it makes it easy to do business.
It's perfect. The scenery going to Mpumalanga, the panorama route.
Oh, my family, we are joined by Ntate Mapheto, Deputy Director for Trade Development. It is his job to tell you that the scenery going into Mpumalanga is absolutely amazing, and he does not lie. Thank you so much for standing by and for stopping by here at the studio. Dada, where do people find more information about your department?
You can go to www.mpumalangaeconomicdevelopment.com/website.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find a link on www.mpumalangaprovince.gov.za.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll look at DEDT, Department of Economic Development and Tourism,
sure.
link, and then you just click it.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. We are wrapping up now, but what we are going to do is definitely follow up this conversation.
Fantastic.
And I'm finding it very fascinating how provinces are starting to stand up, come out and do it for themselves.
Yes.
It's exactly what we need. It's a model that's definitely going to feed into the National Development Plan, our 2030, the Africa that we want. It's coming out. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for your listeners.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.